Hey, Aaron Sipos could be less than a fortnight away, Scoob, from the biggest day and night of his sporting career. His Philadelphia Eagles have advanced to Super Bowl 57, of course, against the Kansas City Chiefs. And now the former Saints forward just has to shake that ankle injury that's been bothering him since December. To let us in on the latest is the man himself, Aaron Sipos. Good morning from our side of the world, and welcome to SEN.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
How are you feeling, mate? How is the body? And it's an anxious time for you, I'm sure, with everything going on. But why don't you let us in, if you can, on where things are at with you physically and the ankle that's had you sidelined for a while?
Yeah, look, I'm actually feeling pretty good. I could have actually played on the weekend just gone, but just a matter of kind of, you know, roster movements and things like that, which makes it a little bit interesting to kind of get it back out there. But look, I'm ready to go, and I'm looking forward to hopefully being out there in 2 weeks' time.
So have you been told at this point in time, Aaron, or are we a bit early in terms of your place in the squad for February 12?
Yeah, I can't provide any details right now. I'm not too sure is the case, but all I can do is just put my foot forward and keep progressing really well in terms of the treatment and all the stuff that they need me to do from a physical point of view, and then hopefully I find out sooner rather than later.
Aaron, what's exactly been the problem with the ankle?
I tore my deltoid ligament, which is the inside part of the ankle, underneath a knuckle there, and then I had a high ankle sprain. So I actually had a pretty significant injury where originally I thought I was going to have surgery, but turned out that I could avoid the surgery with some pretty serious rehab and that, and now I've given myself every chance to be able to be out there in 2 weeks.
It's fascinating watching the games and the, you know, the offensive team and the defensive team and the changes that happen. I'm assuming in the medical room you've got the best of everything as well to get you over these sorts of injuries.
Yeah, look, the medical staff here and have been fantastic in terms of being able to provide everything that's needed to get myself right, and you know, not just the medical staff, but the strength and conditioning staff too, to get that power and you know, explosiveness back to get myself back to 100%. So it's a well-oiled machine here, and you know, credit to them to be able to get myself back up to be able to be part of it.
Obviously, Aaron, you spent a bit of time watching over the last month or so, and you've absorbed obviously your team's run to the biggest game of them all. I mean, what a journey, mate. I mean, how are you processing it all individually, I suppose, to be in the position that you're in? I mean, is it sort of sunk in?
Not really, to be honest. It is going to probably take another day or two, I think, just to realise the occasion and what I'm getting myself into. But you know, it's an awesome experience so far, and obviously the job's not done yet. But you know, yeah, it's unbelievable to still be a part of the team and see how well they've played in the last kind of month or so to get ourselves in this position. And everyone's pretty excited, you know, to achieve this common goal.
Do you know much about the build up to the Super Bowl?
Yeah.
What happens to you guys as a club and your training, those sorts of things?
Yeah, it's a pretty hectic next couple of weeks. I know that you know, a few of the guys that are on the team right now had the experience of being able to win one, you know, 5 years ago. So I've been trying to get a bit of an idea about how it works. But you know, the first week we'll spend the rest of the week here in Philly, just kind of preparing ourselves, and then the second week we basically go to Arizona and spend the week out there. There's a lot of media obligations and that are involved with it, and yes, it's a big occasion, not only I guess for the players, but I guess a lot of other media outlets and that too. So yeah, it's obviously an exciting time, and something you definitely want to be a part of.
How's the ticket request going, Aaron?
No, they haven't been too bad just yet. So I don't have to give anyone a hard time right now. But no, it's obviously yeah, good. It's awesome. I've had lots of messages from people, obviously, with the congratulating myself, which has been awesome. And you know, a lot of people from at home are still following.
So a twist to your couple of weeks leading into the Super Bowl, Aaron. One is proving your fitness and making sure that everything's okay. And then how's news transferred within that group? Is there a chairman of selectors, that sort of thing that you would have experienced in footy that taps you on the shoulder and says, you know, hey, Aaron, you're in? Or how do you expect that to roll out?
That's basically how it works. You know, my head coach and general manager of the organisation basically will just give me the tap on the shoulder and either give me the yay or the nay. So, you know, as I said, hopefully that's kind of sooner rather than later. You know, as I said, I've proven all the physical side of things to show that I'm 100% ready to go. So the organisation is definitely, you know, well aware of that. And, yeah, now it's basically just a call on them to see what they want to do.
Aaron, I'm sure you get asked this a lot, but you're at St Kilda, you're in the AFL system for what, 5 years, 4 or 5 years? I mean, how does it compare? I mean, the whole bag, the facilities, the media scrutiny, your teammates, the way you go about it week to week. Can you draw a comparison at all?
No, in all honesty, it is quite tough to kind of compare the two differences. You know, obviously, you know, in Australia, we think it's obviously such a high, you know, caliber and things like, which I'm well aware of. But over here, it just seems like it's 10 times as much. Just every, you know, everybody's out there to kind of scrutinize or, you know, obviously give you the accolades that you deserve as well. But, yeah, I mean, the organization itself is just, you know, it's just incredibly different compared to what the AFL's like too. So it is hard to compare, and it's probably going to be even harder to compare in a couple of weeks' time when we go and experience the Super Bowl. You know, I obviously was, you know, not fortunate enough to be part of an AFL grand final day. So again, probably couldn't compare that either, but I know this is going to be a huge occasion.
How do you handle the game itself, Aaron? Because you're on and off. You sort of switch on, you switch off. You know, the defensive line comes out and the offensive line, all the things that happen, and then you come into the game at an important period, only for a moment, then off you go again. How is that mentally on you as a punter?
Yeah, I think I've got to stay engaged in the game as best I possibly can. You know, I'm definitely kind of concentrating on my own thing when the offense is out there on the field, because, you know, if the offense don't quite get the job done, then that's my turn to go out there and do my thing. And then I kind of switch off a little bit when our defense is out there, just to kind of, you know, take a moment to myself and relax. And then again, when the offense goes out there, that's when I switch back on, you know, and getting prepared for what I need to do in case I'm called upon to go out there. So that's just kind of the thing that I've kind of got into, a bit of a rhythm probably is the right word to say. And, you know, so far it's kind of worked out well for me.
I don't know if you've got a relationship with Jordan Mailata at all, Aaron, but obviously the two Aussies potentially playing in the same Super Bowl is something special. Do you two speak about that at all? I mean, do you have a relationship with Jordan?
Yeah, Jordan and I actually get along really, really well. He's a great person, and we've built a really good relationship. And you know, he's actually getting married later in the year. That we're going to his wedding and that too. So that'll be quite nice. So he's a great person, and obviously the, you know, something that we're looking forward to being achieving together. Obviously, his story is pretty unique too, and something that should definitely be recognised. And yeah, just the journey that we've kind of taken, you know, kind of different paths, but all wanting to be able to achieve the same goal is pretty cool.
What's it like training in, I suppose, the group of players? It is so diverse. You've got guys who probably can run 100 metres in 10 seconds. You've got others that probably run 100 metres in 16 seconds.
Can eat 100 chooks in 10 seconds.
what is that walking into the room thinking, you know, all those different sizes, cultures, personalities in there?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's a very unique locker room, I could say that much. And I'm sure that's not just where I am. I'm sure that's for all 32 teams in the NFL. Just it's very unique, but I think we do an incredible job here in terms of bringing that all together to be able to, you know, go on, you know, this common journey to be able to achieve a big thing. And we, you know, our locker room here is incredible. Guys get along really, really well, and it's incredible to see the different type of athletes, if you can call some of them an athlete, but that's how it works, which is great. And you know, there's honestly some guys here that are 6'8" and that can still run under 5 second, 40-yard kind of, you know, sprint. It's incredible. They just move so well. And then obviously you got the big wide, you know, the quick wide receivers and that are incredible to watch in terms of their speed. And that's what probably makes this game so unique, is that there's so many different roles that are needed to be able to kind of go out there and execute.
Aaron, before we let you go, I mean, away from the game, how have you adjusted to life in Philadelphia? I mean, your accent is still absolutely pure, I reckon I can say, Scooby. He hasn't faded one iota. No twang at all. So what's life like in Philly?
It's been incredible. This city is great to be able to live in, and you know, obviously the fans here embrace everything, and maybe a bit too much at times, but you probably wouldn't have it any other way. And life in Philadelphia has been great so far, and hopefully I can call it home for a little bit longer, and then once it's all said and done, it'll be time to head home. But for now, it's been unbelievable, and as I said, looking forward to being here a little bit longer.
Mate, we'll let you go. We really appreciate you being so generous with your time and sharing some of your insights with us. It's just such a great journey you're on. We wish you all the best with it, and can't wait to watch you on February 12. Good luck.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.